So appropriate that the stage is cleared here for Tiger. Can he do it again? Well, this would be another great example of why Tiger is Tiger.
So a lot lizard.
Can we guess?
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
A lot lizard?
Yes. L-O-T-L-I-Z-A-R-D.
Why do I feel like it sounds like something to do with like tow companies? Like camping, parking lots.
You're not too
lots.
Far off, okay.
A lot lizard. Yeah, I don't know.
Blake, you have a guess for a lot lizard?
What a lot lizard is? Maybe it has to do with people that like deal with totaled cars and they just like stalk the lot and try and steal, like get car parts on the low. That would be like my guess.
Creative. It's a woman who hangs out at truck stops. She's a hooker.
Nice.
Who specializes in truckers.
Okay.
Hangs around the lots. Very flattering name.
Lot lizard.
Here, Lizzie.
They go door to door knocking, see who's interested. Crazy.
Did not know that. Learn something new every day.
Yeah, I'd just be going to the lots.
I'm a lot lizard wrangler.
You say no to real lot lizards. Juicy J. Kane.
Juicy J. Kane.
So we have a water test this episode. A blind, double blind water test.
Ooh, baby.
Mia's working on that right now.
Double blind?
The producer of the
blind. Not only do we, yeah, we don't know which water it is, and we also don't even know like what brand each water is. So you know it's water. That's the only thing you know.
It's liquid.
I hope Mia puts vodka in one of them. That'd be pretty funny.
You think we won't be able to notice?
I'd smell it before it touched my mouth.
So one of my favorite stories with Mark is just one day after a house party we threw in the morning after, he fucking like, it was just like a clear glass and he was so thirsty he drank, so it was just straight vodka. And like,
did
I've
he
never
throw up? That's so gnarly.
I've never seen him spit out fluid so fast, and he just like, he was, yeah. It's just funny because he was like extra hungover, and we were struggling this morning. We were fried. I couldn't stop laughing.
Dude, that's terrible.
That's like a worse fear for sure.
Especially that hungover like that. Like the last thing you want to do is drink liquor.
Oh no. It's just like straight too. There's no like,
it's not even like hair of the dog, like a nice mixed drink in the morning with some huevos rancheros. We're talking about a
straight regret.
I've never been a fan of that. Are you guys ever done like the like that drink heavy at night and then in the morning you just like need a drink to like be less hungover?
It helps, definitely.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, drink like two drinks in the morning.
Oh,
don't drink what you drank the night before.
You gotta start with something smoother, like a mimosa or like,
because you feel like shit and then you have a couple more and then you're back to feeling like at least normal.
You gotta keep it going.
And then the problem is now you're like, keep it going.
Hey, I'm already halfway there.
Before you know it, two turns into six, you're having a good time. It helps.
Next thing you know, you're in the lot looking for lizards.
You are the lizard.
You are the lizard.
Before you know it, bam, you're the lizard. You're in Des Moines, Iowa. Coming through the lots. I actually have this written down here. Remember when we had brunch in Arizona and they had a DJ at the brunch spot? We went to breakfast one morning in the Phoenix area and they had a DJ.
I don't think that was us.
I don't know. Maybe James is right. We just don't remember it. I feel like
I think
that's
I'd
a possibility.
Remember that.
Maybe it was with Ivan, to be honest.
I think I'd remember.
It sounds sick, though.
The point of the story is, yeah, why is there a DJ at a... This is like a restaurant.
Oh, why the fuck not?
Because it's like 9 in the morning.
Was it like popping?
Yeah, it's trying to be like one of those like, you know, trendy like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take all your Instagram videos here.
Yeah.
I've definitely gone to a place that was similar to that.
I was about to say, I feel like I've definitely been. Maybe it was like in Santa Monica or some shit like that.
It's not for me.
It's different.
But you know that, I don't know, breakfast food just absolutely slaps, so you know you're vibing.
Yeah.
Give me a nice Eggs Benedict.
Eggs Benny? Eggs Benny is like pretty low on my list of brunch faves. I like it. You a big Eggs Benny guy, Rob?
No, I don't think I ever had it.
I feel like I always stick with the classics.
Well, I'm just talking breakfast, but yeah, I mean,
I'm more of a waffle kind of guy.
You're a waffle guy? Waffle with like some berries or something? Mm.
But just a waffle?
Well, it depends on where I'm at.
Ooh.
So how do you know which
the
is
the producer
which?
Of the pod.
She got them labeled ABCD.
Yeah, anyways, back to the lizards. We got our water ready. Oh, how man. Confident are you guys feeling?
I feel pretty good.
Like a 1 out of 10. I mean, so correct me if I'm wrong. So let's go over the breakdown here. What
should
are we
or do we're we just ranked, go absolutely blind?
Are we one guessing brands?
I think first you should say which one you like the best.
Okay.
And then say, I like this one. I believe it's blank.
So we're ranking the taste in our favorite.
That way I want to find out if you think a garbage water is really good, then you had no idea because you're blind. I think that's really important. And then I believe we should pick, like, I think this is
okay,
nice or specifically to the brand. I don't want to name any brands. I don't want to, like, taint our... Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah, but I don't want to influence you guys. I notoriously don't care. I do appreciate a nice water. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I feel like most of the time... I mean, like, I have to be in a mood to try, like, a nice water, you know?
Most of the time, I was trying to get the job done. It's commodity.
Yeah, facts.
I need something in my body now. I don't care if it's piping hot.
You sound like a lot lizard.
It took forever because I never had to open so many water bottles.
I don't care if it's piping hot. In my car, water
dude,
bottle.
Sometimes a warm water in your car is not bad.
It's really not.
Ew. And all the real water drinkers know
that. That is a freezing cold take, James.
Everyone knows also that room temp is the best temperature for water.
Yes.
If you're really trying to get it in your body.
Yes.
Room temp to maybe slightly chilled, down in it.
Yeah.
If you're really trying to get hydrated, cold water just fucking hurts.
Can you get us pens if you're going to give us notepads?
Plumas.
Price.
I'm gonna do taste. Price slash brand.
Sure.
All right, so we got five different.
That's a lot, dude.
Waters.
I'm gonna be going back and forth.
We are. Yeah, it's gonna be
thirst quenched.
I see those videos, you know, where they like blind taste test soda. Doesn't that look like so easy? Like, I don't get it.
Well, my favorite is like when people like drink the same shit all the time. Like if they like, for instance, if they love Diet Coke, uh-huh. then they'll do like all the different variations, like a canned one, a bottled one, a you know.
That's
soft.
Crazy. Canned, bottled,
dude. You can tell the difference though from machine to canned.
You can, but
to
can
bottle?
You do it blind? I know you could tell the difference just like in your head, but if someone were to blind present you with both of those, could you truly taste it? That's the question.
Maybe between like bottle and fountain, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like the only
fountain
one, the
is
only
just
one,
different.
The only
you know
one
we
I
have
would
to
get is
do
fountain.
This, then.
We're going to.
Because you can't. I don't like you talking all this shit. I could do that easy without backing it up.
Well,
ergo, the Chili's wing incident or the rib incident. Yeah.
His motherfucker. That was him.
Dude, me and James both look so dumb.
One of us looked a little dumber than the other. I'm fine with my answer. I can sleep at night.
I love those ribs. I think I know. Yeah.
So, Mia, should we all start with A, you think?
Whatever.
What is with these? What are these three?
E's.
These are E's. Oh, okay. Okay.
Five.
So, let's say the boys start with A.
Why don't we get E out of the way? Because it's on your...
Sure. Yeah. It's precariously perched.
Yes.
E. Give me a E.
E.
E. That's so obvious. Did you combine all yours, Mia, right there into one?
That. Yeah, it's just water.
Do you think it's going to be tougher because they're all chilled?
Yeah. I hope you did tap. Maybe there's
toilet.
A sink in that bathroom.
There's also a toilet in that.
A turlet?
Turlet.
Turlet.
Hey, this one forgot to get flushed.
But then someone's like, this one's good.
Not bad. I don't know.
the slightest.
Look at Mia. She's like giddy like a school kid.
I literally have no idea. It tastes like a chilled water.
I think it's going to be impossible because they're all chilled. I think if they were room temp, there'd be some discrepancy, but... I don't remember. Which one was that? E? Alright.
What the hell is that?
Well, you need to taste something else first.
Alright, I gotta put this one down.
Yeah, you have to get a perspective.
Alright.
Yeah. How can you rank it already if you don't know?
You could just go middle and then just... If it's better than A or worse than that.
Remember to read the label to see which one it is.
These all
one.
Are gonna taste.
It's
the
all
same.
The same one.
It's all gonna
that
taste.
That would be good.
You're tasting a different one than Rob and James.
That's fine.
That's fine.
That's why I said just remember. Let me see.
You're gonna hear a lot of lip smacking.
Anyone gonna do
this? Is gonna be
gargling?
So thrilling for the listeners. All right, I'm on C already. I'm doing my third one. I feel like I need to get some. Babe. I'm not done with this.
I literally don't have any idea.
Well, this one is... C is very clearly different than all the other ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't had it yet.
How different? Good or bad?
What the fuck is that? C is crazy.
What? I'm not even on there yet.
Well, C's got to be some
sort
of
I know what
fucking...
C is. Right. Don't think you pull one on me. I know what that is. Don't look at mine.
What is it? I don't fucking...
How do you even grab D? See? What did I do? A, B? A, B?
You're very right, though.
Three, obviously, is like a punch in the face compared to the other ones. Is it just A, B, C, D? Is that it? Or is there an E?
You drank the E first.
Dude, I'm going to be honest.
I need D. Pause. Mia, did you know what a lot lizard is? Did you know what a lot lizard is?
No. What is
that? It's a hooker who specializes in truck stops. Who hangs out.
Okay.
Oh, he'll know what a lot lizard is. He'd be like, why? What are you? What have you heard?
Who got in contact with you?
No, I've never heard of him, I swear.
I'm allergic.
If you think I can tell A, B, D, and E, you're out of your fucking mind. I'm going A and B back and forth real quick to see if I can tell.
Definitely not drinking C. C's going back right there.
They really all taste.
Channel through it.
I can't. I'm not gonna guess the brand.
C is an abomination to Obama's nation.
Why is that in there?
Yeah, look, she jackknifed her shit.
He's a fucking dumbass.
Whoa.
Damn.
She had like 270. See, it's crazy.
Dude, what did I buy?
Ass.
Whoa.
You want C?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to know what you guys were.
Why are we 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but the cups are A, B, C, D?
Yeah.
It's a rank. It's a rank. You decide
that's
which.
That's right, that's right.
If you like C the best, you put it first.
So 1's the best? Mm-hmm. All right.
C is not even... Everything else to me, honestly, tastes...
The same?
Basically, yeah, I mean.
Whoa.
We have to guess the prices, too. Is this per bottle we're guessing, I'm assuming?
Oh, are you guessing the price, or are you just ranking the price?
Well, we're ranking the taste, so that's...
You can also rank the price.
Okay, you want to do that? You want to rank the prices instead of guess the price? Which one we think is the...
I'm just ranking.
Yeah.
I'm ranking the price.
Okay, I'll rank the price then, too.
But look at mine.
That was crazy. It's not going to be all that much different from the taste for me, but I might actually... All right, I have officially concluded.
Oh shit! I wrote one twice.
Oh. Jackass.
Well, that's a bad one.
Just a bunch of slurps. James is doing his best Lot Lizard impression.
Could say a joke there.
That's
but
a mating call.
Don't look. It's so hard. That's number one.
I love how serious James is taking this.
C is.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Yep, I've double checked mine.
Wow. This is very hard, though. Yeah, I just randomized it because.
Price is hard. Honestly, I have no idea the price. Like, just because I like it doesn't mean it's expensive.
Precisely.
You know what I mean? So maybe we should go brands on that one? Or once we know the brands,
well,
we should
brand.
Assign which one we think is the brand?
Let's
or?
Do brands at the end, yeah.
Okay. I don't know the price.
Please.
Based on...
All right. Perfect. All right. Our producer is going to get the waters, and we are now going to discover the brands.
I'm not finishing.
For five waters.
That was hard.
Yeah, no, I mean...
It would take me much longer to, like, so, truly pay attention to the, like, tiny details.
Well, I think the problem is that they're chilled, so it's really tough when
Can
they're chilled.
Can I do
chilled,
a pH test on these?
So, now that we've concluded our rankings and we're about to discover the brands, I mean, I think it's... My opinion is that... Out of the five waters, there is one that's, like, very clearly different. Like, very clearly, like, some sort of, like, carbonated or something, right? But then...
I think C is distilled or something like that.
Yeah.
C is that one right there.
Which one?
C is sparkling or
the
distilled
one that
or something.
The one that Homeboy yeah. washed his face with.
Okay, no one's allowed to change their answers on the first one.
Babe, why don't... Can you put them up, like, on the TV shelf? So we can all see them. Yes.
Yeah, don't touch anything on it, though. I did not
so
see.
We got Fiji, Crystal Geyser.
Yeah. Top Water.
Aquafina. Saratoga.
Saratoga?
Oh, still. And then what the fuck is that? Sokosani? I've never heard of that one.
Yeah, I've never heard of that one either.
So now we're going to decide which one we think is which brand? Like, are we going to say, like, oh, I think C is
yeah
blank? Is that how we're going to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to, I'm not going to do the price. I'm just going to say what I think yeah. is which. I just couldn't tell you what Saratoga or Sokosani actually tastes like.
One of those is C.
Probably. Can you, after Mia, can you sort them by price? Like, display them by price?
Sure. But don't you have to give your answers first?
Yeah, I said after we give this.
Fuck.
I have finished. C is out of pocket.
Okay.
What's this? What's the last one?
Soko Sani.
This is the brand.
It's Sogon D's?
Yep.
Should we go what you think your number one is? Like, should we just say,
yeah,
like...
we'll start from the... Well, actually, let's start
I'm just
with,
curious what you think.
Let's start with...
What letter is your number one, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, let's start from the bottom, work our way to the top. So, we'll start with what I thought was the worst tasting one.
Yes.
So, I mean, I think you can make an argument that the still one should be the last one, but I... For my initial rankings...
They're all still.
Oh. Anyways, I put A as the worst one.
Well, it's definitely C is the worst one.
C, yeah, what?
C is definitely...
You know what, though? A is my fourth worst.
Yeah, no, I put C in the four slot. So honest to God, I was like, you could literally swap either of those two out, and I would like not have any arguments with that.
I mean, I would argue, though, C tastes like none of the others.
Yes, correct.
All of the other ones were like a shade of blue, and then C was like orange. It, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Okay,
crazy.
But now
I thought it was distilled water.
But
something.
Yeah, no. But now let's get into the meat and potatoes. Since yeah, I think for me, C and A were definitely the two clear losers.
Is there bleach in this?
That's crazy.
For the three slot, I went with E as an elephant.
Okay.
And for two, I went with D as in dildo.
Wow.
And for one, I went for B as in Blake.
Hmm. I went D number one.
D number one?
D-E-B-A-C.
I definitely was flip-flopping between D and B for one.
Can we keep it a buck, though? D, E, and B kind of...
stole the show?
They're just kind of all together.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Like, 100%.
If you made me do it again and switch them around, I wouldn't get it correctly again, probably.
Yeah.
Though how I got it now. So.
Exactly. Rob, what about you? What was your rankings like for taste?
C is definitely at the end.
Uh-huh.
I went E as number one.
Okay, I'm number two, E.
Yeah, and then A was number two.
Ooh.
A is number two? That's...
Dude, the
A is
taste...
A is number four.
For me, the taste was the same.
A? Let me get a quick A in here. Hold on.
Shut the fuck up. That's a toilet water.
Turlet.
That's bong water, dude. Really?
Saratoga spring water. That's so funny.
I'm not like an A, to be honest.
And I went B as three and then D as four.
A was not very good.
A was my fourth.
Clearly the worst normal tasting water out of the four.
So, do we say which number or which letter we think is which brand?
Yeah, let's start with A. What do you guys think A is?
Aquafina.
I put Aquafina.
I put the mental
really?
Yeah.
association there is probably Aquafina, A.
Yeah.
Rob, what'd you put for A?
Fiji.
Whoa. Our buds are very different then.
Yeah.
Blake, why don't you bless us with B? What do you have for B?
I put B for Fiji.
I put Crystal Geyser as B.
Crystal Geyser?
Crystal
wow. Two for two.
Fuck.
I'm not changing
B?
It.
B, I did Saratoga.
Okay.
And what was B, you said?
Crystal Geyser.
Crystal?
So that's A, B. C, I put as Soko Sani just because I'd never heard of it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think we all would have gotten that.
I'm surprised.
He does that in a trash.
Is James going to go five for
I'm
five
three of,
here?
I'm three for three at the moment.
This is the...
Do you want me to keep it going?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
I have D as Fiji.
Whoa.
Did I really get it?
Wow.
Obviously, that leaves Saratoga as E. I got it right?
You got all of them right.
Wow.
That's crazy. Hey, let's go.
Same.
He cheated.
Okay, so now that we have...
D felt the smoothest, which is makes sense, because Fiji is like high silica. It's like buttery smooth going down. That's the only reason that one stuck out. Crystal Geyser and Aquafina to me are like...
Wait,
interchangeable?
Aquafina's... Hold on.
What's that, Aquafina you're tasting?
Mm-hmm.
I had... Yeah, Fiji is number one.
I don't know.
So what did you guys get right?
I got
the worst tasting one.
I think the only one I got right. Wait, hold on.
And so this is most expensive to least expensive.
Yes.
And which one was A, by the
A
way?
A was bad. Aquafina.
Yeah, that's okay.
I just tried that right. That's
so I got good. Aquafina and I got the SoCo right, and I messed up so the other
worst,
three.
You got the worst ones correct.
Yes.
It means you don't have a garbage palate, though. That's good. That means you can understand bad
that
means water.
Yes.
So at least you got a garbage. You need to hit the hose outside.
Yeah, dude.
You need to cleanse now, that
it's
mouth.
Good, it's good to know that we can give this guy like literally any tap water ever, and like he literally would just think it's gold, you know?
Honestly, A has almost like a chemical.
Dude, A is noticeably worse than the other ones.
Fuck. This one won the Diamond Taste
Award. Sokosani?
For who?
It legit tastes...
For rich people!
Can I see it? It legit tastes distilled.
This like, is definitely during COVID when awful. No one could taste anything.
It's mineral water.
It's fucking disgusting.
From the Andes Mountains.
It's expensive water. It's like $4 a bottle.
Yeah, that's crazy. You guys don't see the bottle?
I don't know.
Yeah. All right, so I'm assuming... Are these also... Mia, are these also organized by
yes.
price right now on the left to right? Yes? Okay. So the SoCo was the most expensive.
I mean, I think, yeah, the two on the right are like cheap as fuck. Fiji is like definitely an upgrade. And then the other two are like bougie for no reason, in my opinion.
They're not even sold in the same grocery stores. This is only like Sprouts and Whole Foods.
I've never seen Saratoga spring water ever.
Except like, the meme. That's the only time the meme, I saw yeah. it was, yeah.
It's like only in Sprouts and Whole Foods, these two.
Yeah. The one, if you're buying the two on the left, that's totally like you're bougie. You're trying to like flex a glass bottle. I don't know. I knew I liked Fiji.
I love Fiji.
Ugh, it's so smooth.
Fiji good.
Crystal Geyser tastes like it has, or no, C. What was C? Or, sorry. A tastes like it has chemicals in it. A is crazy.
A for Aquafina.
Well, it's just tap water.
Might as well be.
Crazy. Well, congrats to James. I feel like we owe this guy a firm handshake or something.
And the price, I got two right. I got the most expensive and the fourth one right.
Yeah, B is not good either. Huh?
For the price, like what's ranked, mm-hmm. I got number one and number four correct.
I didn't do price. I figured, hear me out. I figured C was going to be expensive.
Yes, I thought
like,
the same thing.
That kind of like bougie, like, oh, it's so different and natural and, you know what I mean? That's the vibe I got. So ridiculous.
Have you guys heard of Sokosani until today?
No. Saratoga, only yeah. seen the memes. The other two I've definitely heard of.
Yeah.
I've had the three on the right.
Yeah.
Not the two on the left.
I mean, honestly, if you're walking into like a 7-Eleven, and you're grabbing a water, you're on a road trip. We're going to AZ, and you're getting some agua. What are you gonna get?
Out of all these?
No, just curious. Pick your brain. What are you grabbing? Like a smart water? Are you grabbing like you know a nicer one with electrolytes? Are you grabbing like the store brand?
Probably essential.
Grabbing a gallon.
I'm.
Remember we crushed gallons in Utah?
Yeah.
You gotta do what you gotta fucking do when it's that
yeah,
hot.
Yeah, it's fucking hot.
I've definitely done like the Crystal Geyser or like the Essentia mm-hmm. water. I do those.
I do what's on sale. I'm going to be honest, bro.
Or just the gas station. Was it the
cents.
Two
they,
for?
Well, no, whatever they do is like the two for three or
yeah.
whatever. That's
oh,
whatever
yeah,
the
yeah.
most volume for not garbage water, like dog shit water. That's the one I'm going to get.
Yeah, no, if I'm road tripping, sometimes I go for the smart water. Sometimes.
If I'm having Aquafina, that's the only thing that they have. I have to drink it.
What do you mean? Is your favorite?
You know,
live
what?
Your truth, my guy. Don't hide it anymore.
Dude, we're literally gonna judge this guy every time we're on a road trip now. I'm like, dude, why didn't you get Aquafina? Like,
that's fucking ass, and I had it first.
No, it's okay, honey. Thank you.
Yes, that one definitely was like bougie, extra flavored.
No, I'm good.
That was fun. Thank you, man.
Yeah, that was
yeah
fun.
Thank you, producer Mia, for getting the cups and
I was expecting
waters.
A Kirky to be thrown in there.
It's synonymous with those two on the right. It's the same thing.
All right. Well, this is a good transition into our trivia for today. So you guys have two trivia questions today.
Oh, my God.
And trivia question number one is, what is the most popular bottled water in America?
In America?
Yes. In America.
Sorry not to say Kirkland Signature.
I think it's
Arrowhead. Are we talking about bottles purchased?
We're just going to do by like market share, essentially. Like, so yeah, like most bottles sold.
I honestly think it's Arrowhead.
That's a good guess.
Don't like that brand, but it's...
Maybe you should keep an open mind.
I really don't like the taste.
Maybe you should keep an open mind. Maybe you shouldn't trust your brain.
I'd rather drink Aquafina than Arrowhead.
Well, you'd rather drink Aquafina than any of those.
This seems like it.
Let's go with Rob. Arrowhead sounds... I actually like Arrowhead, to be honest.
Rob, you going? Both of you guys are going Arrowhead?
Yeah.
I want to say Kirkland, but we got to play as a team, I think.
Right? I'm surprised you guys didn't choose either of the Pepsi or Coke brands, because that would have been... So, the number one...
Another nasty one.
The number one bottled water brand in America is Aquafina.
Okay.
Holds an 8.5% market share. Dasani rounds in number two at 8.2% market share.
They're neck and neck right there.
Yeah.
Did you say Aquafina is a Pepsi? PepsiCo?
Yes. Oh, okay.
Then you can tell by the shape of the bottle.
Are you kidding me right now?
No. That's the Pepsi
Never
bottle.
Never noticed the association. Crystal Geyser definitely has an iconic shape.
With like the ribbed.
Yeah. For your pleasure. For the lot lizard's pleasure. It's like, you're not wearing a condom of the lot.
No rubbers allowed in a lot.
All right. Your follow-up question is, what do you guys think is the most expensive bottle of water? Most expensive bottled water you can get, and how much it costs?
Like at a store? Like anyone you could walk in and buy a bottle? Or is this like can only buy...
It's just the most, it's like a, it's, so it's a retail item, right? You can just order it and get it, right? But it's not.
Have you heard of it?
You've probably never heard of it. But the question is, what do you think it costs?
Oh, per?
Per bottle.
Which is 16.9 fluid ounces? That's the average bottle size.
It's just like, yeah, just a normal bottle size.
Those aren't normal. Those three on this on the left are purposely not.
The one on the left
is. But typically those two are 16.9 fluid ounces, like the average size. Really? Per bottle size, I think maybe like $6. That'd be my guess.
Then you gotta go higher.
I wonder, like, there is a point where people are like, fuck off, I'm not paying that shit.
I think it's like 10.
Okay.
Okay.
Could be fucking 15, I don't know.
You guys gotta go way higher.
That's so
way
annoying.
Way higher. I'll give you guys another guess. I mean, I'll both give you guys one more guess, and then whoever's closest.
Can you give us just the name? Because I've never heard of it. I'm just curious what the name
Aqua
is.
Aqua di Cristallo Tributo. There, that gives you an idea of what you're dealing with here.
$25.
They're like, Aqua Fina. Per bottle?
Per bottle.
$100.
Fuck out of here.
They sell this bottle for $60,000.
A bottle of water.
This better be curing fucking cancer.
How many sales units are they moving a year at that cost?
It's sourced from a blend of pristine springs in Fiji and France. It's
Fuck
also, which contributes to the cost, is that it's crafted from 24 karat gold and embellished with diamonds.
Oh, that doesn't count. It's not. You're not buying water. You're
paying
buying
for the
diamonds.
Bottle.
And, yeah. What was it called?
Aqua di Cristallo Tributo a Modigliani.
Modigliani? Wow. That's so ridiculous.
$60,000.
Who the fuck is buying this shit?
Rappers.
Oh my gosh. Probably tastes like shit too.
I want the water from the water boy, you know, when he pulls out his... It's like perfectly blue and cold. I love that water.
Yeah, growing up, that's all I wanted to have. I want to see how magical this shit is.
Aquadishuo.
He's boiling it at one point. He's trying to get all this
shit. He's a scientist.
He's boiling all the swamp water is what he's doing.
Remember, he does the job for free because coach is just feeding him like sewer water.
Actual swamp water.
And he's like, I'll do this job for free as long as you swear to not serve that water to anybody. Interesting.
That's crazy.
All about the agua.
All about the agua.
Yeah, that's... What is the craziest, like, on Amazon right now I could buy? Because that's... Where do I buy that?
Probably on their website.
Fuck if I know.
Direct? Okay, shopping. Agua di Cristallo. I don't know. Where to find it?
Bob Does Sports did an episode with Xander Schauffele, and they were having a conversation with water, and he was saying... Xander was saying that he gets... water shipped to his house in glass bottles from I forget the company name, but it's like it's just mountain spring water.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like convinced it's like the best water you can get.
Well, I've had some of the best water I've ever had. My aunt's house in New Jersey, they have like a water well.
Yeah.
I've heard it's pretty good.
Straight from the source.
Yeah.
It's fucking good.
Yeah.
I've heard it's good. It's tasty, minerally.
I think the most water I've ever drank was during that trip.
Yeah.
That sounds fire.
Your aunt's just pouring Aquafina into the van. Down the well. That's how I knew it was my favorite. Fiji, France, and glacier water from Iceland. I do like the bottles that are shaped like a glacier. Have you seen those ones? Icelandic. I like the shape. I like those. They're cool. So I'm retarded.
Huh?
Huh? What? Remember one time, Blake, I got you a bottle of water from the store, and it was the funniest bottle. It was like a cup built into it. You're like, yo, just grab me a water, bro. I grab you one. It came with a built-in lid cup or something.
What do I do with this? Pour yourself a glass.
That was a valet. Couldn't just get you regular water.
Yeah, just give me
Where's
whatever.
Where's the fun in that?
Imagine you ask them for a bottle of water and they bring you that $60,000 bottle.
I don't know why I'm remembering this now, but it just reminded me of this moment where one time Chad was driveway and he had like a bottled water on the front desk.
And, oh yeah, I bent it all up.
And, yeah. And like Ivan and James were just like fucking with Chad, and they like Chad would come back after busting ass, like be sweaty, take a drink of water, run back out. And they just started like deforming his water bottle. And
sorry, we don't know how hard he was busting his ass. Let's be honest.
And he came back and he started getting so fucking mad.
Yeah, he was unreasonably mad.
But like, I thought it was so funny because like they deformed the bottle. They like squeezed it so that
all the air out of it.
They squeezed all the air out of it, and then they would
waft it over you.
And they sealed it, and this water bottle was just like, it looked so ridiculous. You're like, what the fuck is that? And he came back, and he was so fucking mad. I was laughing so fucking hard. It's just funny, because they did it to like the most sensitive guy, too. He's so upset about it. He couldn't find any like humor in it, just so pissed.
It's so not that serious, which makes it way funnier. It takes it so personal.
It was probably even funnier that he was fucking mad about it.
Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, so have you heard of the 24 beers, 24 miles, 24 burgers challenge?
Whoa. It's beers, hamburgers, and what?
Miles.
And Rain. Miles?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I guess the question would be, how long is it going to take you?
I've heard of like...
Beers?
Without the beer, without the burgers.
You drink 24 beers and run 24 miles?
Yeah, like every mile has...
I guess the question is, in 24 hours, how many friends do you think you'll need with you to do it? Be another way to look at it.
I mean, I think, like, realistically, like...
Just us three right now?
Three friends can easily eat 24 burgers. Well, how big are these burgers? That's the question.
I mean, we're talking, like, hamburgers.
These are McDonald's. I want some sliders.
Yeah. Are we talking, like, Fuddruckers? Three-quarter pound. That's going to take a while.
Probably take you, like, at least...
few days.
At least, I think, I think you could do it in like if you're really, really trying, like running and stuff, like you could probably do it in like 20-ish hours if you're running.
But bro, those burgers, it depends how big the burgers are.
Yeah.
If they're decent sized burgers, 24 fucking burgers.
24 burgers is outrageous.
The volume of food you're 24 burgers, I'll just be fucking hammered.
I'm not worried about the burgers.
I'm pissing my pants.
I'm worried about the run.
The run.
Yeah.
Don't overlook the run.
Like, you can walk a mile in 20 minutes, right?
You can just walk like, all day long or whatever you have and eat and drink.
Do you have to finish these items before the next mile?
No. I think it's you have 24 hours. And you need to finish all three tasks. Can you do it? I mean, I don't know how you run with 24 beers in your stomach or 24 burgers.
You just have to walk 24
miles. It is going to have to be a walk and eat and drink.
I think the beer might not be as challenging as you think because you're probably just going to burn off all the alcohol and just like you're going to digest it. Like,
well, it's going
to
feel bad.
You're going to have to pee every 5 seconds.
Yeah. What do you think the strategy is? Do you think you just like wake up, like eat a little bit, do a run and like start drinking beer like every mile until you get tired and then like start walking again, have another big meal and then just keep sipping beer and then just like try and knock out the miles until you're like hungry?
I think you focus on the food at the end.
No, I think you...
I think you could eat a burger every mile, or hopefully every couple miles, and then at the end you're going to have to get after it, eating.
I think the strategy is like to almost just like have like normal sized meals like 2.5 hours apart. So like...
It's a lot of food, man.
So like, yeah, you do like two burgers every like 2.5-3 hours, and then, yeah, you'll probably have like half the burgers done in like a 12-hour-ish time frame.
I'll be feeling like shit.
And then, like, yeah, at the very end, then you can just, like, eat your food.
Yeah, it's going to feel like shit.
Mm-hmm.
I got
throwing up going to be.
I got, like, 19 weeks until my marathon.
Nice.
Very nice.
I want to do, you think we could do the 999 challenge?
Fuck
no. Nine beers, nine dogs, and nine holes? Is that
nine
what it
innings.
Is? Oh, and nine
well, the
innings.
Well, the issue is you have to buy it all before the game, like,
well, before the seventh inning stretch, I guess, but you don't want to be getting up. You gotta have someone running it for you.
Nine beers and nine dogs, dude. The nine dogs,
dude. But how fast those innings are going now, dude.
True.
Well, you'd be double fisting these fucking hot dogs.
Probably throwing up.
Well, the one
nine beers. I could do nine beers.
Dude,
I can do that.
I'm be drunk.
There's no way I could do nine dogs.
I'll do
zero chance.
I'm going to throw up. Yeah,
it's half.
You're
a dog.
Adding nine beers. You're adding nine hot dogs onto nine beers, the way I see it, which is just
you're eating half. It's just half an inning, like
maybe
bottom top.
Babe, do you have any? Do you want to tag team a nine beers, nine dogs, and nine beers challenge when we go to the Angel Dodger game?
Are they gonna get swept again?
I don't know. Well, we bought tickets way in advance with the Irvine Company. We're going to. It's like I forget when the game is. Maybe like another two or three more months. But yeah, no, those tickets are not cheap.
I think it's in July. Could be wrong.
Last week, before work, you know, I ran like a little nose trimmer in my nose real quick.
Oh, yeah?
Nicked the inside of my nose. Didn't stop bleeding for...
Oh, no.
Till right before lunch. So I'm sitting at work with a fucking... Constantly replacing this tampon in my nose. Sucks. And it's not even like, oh, you know, it's the air's dry. It's like, no, I fucking nicked the inside of my nose with a nose trimmer. So annoying.
Damn.
It's tough. Tough one.
Yeah, that's rough, bro.
Somebody punched me in the face.
Did not want to stop.
Oh. Damn.
Yep. Felt pretty stupid on that one.
You trim your nose hairs, Rob?
Nope.
I don't trim my nose hairs.
Never,
either.
Ever?
Never.
Maybe you should take a deep look in the mirror.
I have gotten a nose wax before couple times.
Is that where they put like the Q-tips up and they rip it out?
Yeah, it's just like a hot wax.
Gnarly.
Yeah.
So you've had them trimmed.
Yeah. Well, like it's a wax, so it's not, there's no cutting.
They became shorter.
Yes.
They became none.
They were longer. Then after they were shorter.
No.
By various means.
We're getting very technical here
on the pod. You're splitting hairs. Think about that. Technically. You fucking lot lizard.
Technically.
Technically. You're waxing him.
Well, technically.
I think in 40-Year-Old Virgin, when he's getting his chest waxed and his stomach, that was real.
That was real, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Steve Carell, the goat for that.
Yeah, a real one.
Is that his? Is that your favorite Steve Carell movie, 40-Year-Old Virgin?
It's a great one.
That's definitely my
He's
favorite
He's obviously movie most known for The Office. When I think of Steve Carell, I think of The Office.
Yeah. Is The Office like a top 10 show of all time?
Probably. Like consensus would
I have
say,
never
yeah.
seen it.
Never ever?
You've never seen The Office?
I'm sure you've seen some episodes.
Maybe like bits and pieces, but I've never sat there and like actually watched.
He was in Crazy Stupid Love, which is a good movie.
I yeah. love that movie. That's
the
a
Big
great,
Short.
Big Short is also, yeah.
Date Night.
Despicable Me, 1, 2, 3.
4, 5.
Oh, he's Brick in Anchorman, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not a lead role, but yeah. Brick killed a guy. Dinner for Schmucks. Hmm. Think you could be an actor?
Hell no.
Actor?
Hell no.
Like, a funny challenge would be we all try out for a local theater.
That'd be funny.
If it was like Impractical Jokers and they're
hilarious.
Like, you have to go try out for Impractical Theater. Or,
We
all like an improv skit that we have to do.
We all have to audition for the role of radio.
Like the Cuba Gooding Jr. radio?
Oh yeah. My goodness.
Just to be yourselves.
I thought you were going to say it. It'd be funny if we do a lot lizard scene.
Who's the lot
yeah,
lizard?
Yeah, I was about to say nose goes.
Nose trim goes.
James
trim
is like, nose. James is like, I'll do it.
All right, fine.
All right, fine. I'll do it, guys.
I'll take one for the team, boys.
Can't send out a team player. Say what you want about my paper.
Money long.
When Jack Harlow, when he was asked, would you fuck your cousin for $1 billion? $1 billion? Say what you want. I'm a bag chaser. I'm on my paper. What else the boys got?
$1 billion.
A billy?
A billion is a fuck ton of money.
Rappers?
So I wanted to ask you guys, now, here's like just an interesting thought. The Deepwater Horizon. Do you remember this?
Yes.
Louisiana, off the coast of Louisiana.
Submarine billionaire
no.
excursion thing? What?
No. Deepwater Horizon.
Oh, it's the
oil
rig.
Oil
yeah.
rig.
Yeah.
Searching for oil. How many gallons of oil do you think it leaked into the ocean?
Oh, I think it was... It's like billions million. Of gallons. I think it's a B. I don't know how many, but
was
I thought,
this the BP oil?
No,
that's
a different
one. Unfortunately,
that's a different one.
Fortunately, we've had a few big ones. Exxon Valdez was a really bad one. It's not in the Bs.
A few hundred million at least.
The answer is 210 million.
Jeez.
And then here's another way to put it: if it were an Olympic-sized pool that ran continuously, it would be 9 miles long.
Damn.
That's how much oil leaked into the ocean. Estimated.
Wow.
You can never truly know. Crazy, huh?
Yeah, that's a big
insane.
Old spill. Yeah, that's the Marky Mark
film. That's a
film.
Big old oopsies.
Yeah. That's the Marky Mark
yeah.
film.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
Was it?
I saw it. It's interesting.
That one's always fascinated me. It's interesting. Corporate greed, man. You wanted to do rappers?
Maybe we got 10 minutes left.
Southern New Hampshire University, my alma mater.
Is it really? SNHU?
No.
I thought you went to SMFD. B.
UF.
ULL.
Fucking LL.
Is LL lot lizard?
I'm glad you put that one together. fucking lot. That's gonna be interesting.
Damn, last time it was bricked up and now this is lawless.
Yeah, we said bricked so many times.
What? It's always something with this group. It's always something.
Okay. Your rapper. I gotta mark that one off. Dominique Jones. Dominique
James. Jones.
Think out loud. Keep the listeners entertained.
Let me guess. He's from Atlanta.
He is from Atlanta.
He needs a brother.
He is black. He's dark-skinned brother from Atlanta.
Oh. Dominique Jones? Well, it's not Mike and it's not Jim.
DJ.
He's a rapper.
Dominique Jones.
DJ Dominique. Man, I never remember any of these. I'm going to go 2 Chainz.
Rob? I love 2 Chainz. Faux bracelets. Let me see that ass clap. Standing ovation.
Fuck. I don't know. I'm gonna jump on Blake with that one.
This bitch is backing up all the fucking traffic.
Yeah, she took the Chainz off, and now she needs the Chainz on again.
That feels stupid, don't it?
Well, it
help
is,
me.
It is a girl, so.
Women fucking driver, man.
Fucking my lizard.
Can't do shit. Looks fun.
Snow angels.
We're watching episodes of Ice Road Trucker on the TV, and this poor girl, she clearly is not an expert at this terrain.
She got it done.
The job is no fucking joke. So, incorrect. It is not 2 Chainz. What was the next?
You play the song.
No, we already know where he's from.
Stole my thunder with the black dark skin from Atlanta.
Well, it's a joke because every episode that we have, they're from there.
Very popular in the last 10 years.
You just tell us the name of the song.
The most popular song?
Yeah.
Their most rated or first song on Spotify when I go to their page is called.
Oh, I didn't give it away.
It's so obvious. It's crazy. Drip Too Hard. It's 1.7.
That's Lil Baby.
Billion.
That's Lil Baby.
That's Lil Baby.
Lil Baby?
Mm-hmm. That's Lil Baby. Mm-hmm. Dominique Jones.
Dominique. Never would have thought.
Armani Jones. Dominique. Well, one more, I guess. I feel like we blew through that one.
Blew my load on that.
Hey, you got the lot lizard for the rest of the hour.
Yep.
Tahid Epps.
Tahid Epps?
Mm-hmm. Tahid.
T Grizzly.
Ooh, okay. That's a good guess. I'm going to ride with Rob on that.
Is incorrect.
Damn it.
He's dark and skinny from Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Good thing I didn't steal your thunder on that one.
Does that change your guess?
No.
Tahid. You should get a new guess.
Tahid Epps?
You realize that, like, Atlanta has been the most popular place for rappers to come from in the last, like, 10, 15 years.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go with Da Baby.
He's not from Atlanta.
Damn it, I thought he was from Atlanta.
From South Carolina.
T-Pain.
Notoriously a southern guy. T-Pain is from Jacksonville, Florida. Fucking LL.
I'm going to go
Florida.
I'm going to go with LL Cool J.
New York.
Damn it.
I don't even like that guy's rap, but he's from New York.
Someone went to the park.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Fat Joe.
New All
York.
Right.
Also from New York.
Damn it.
Hold on. Stop blowing your load everywhere. You damn Lawless.
Jesus.
Can we get the name of the song?
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
Is that?
That's 2 Chainz.
What's your guess?
Is that? Is it really 2 Chainz?
It is 2 Chainz.
No way, dude! I blew my load too purpose. Early, man.
It's a vibe. Love that song.
Really?
I like it.
He's got better songs.
He definitely.
Oh,
has
he definitely
songs.
Does.
He's got better songs. You ever heard of a little song called "I'm Different"?
I'm different. Yeah,
best
I'm
song
different.
Of all time.
Pull up to the scene with my suit.
No, the best song of all time is "Bands That Make Her Dance." First, that's the best fucking bang. Song ever.
All these cheeks clapping. They using.
I think
hands.
I reference that song like every day.
I can just
have
see.
You heard Lil Wayne's verse? pop that for
real, real.
Pull out my black card. That's my Lil. Dude, I love his verse so much.
Make a movie with your
Steven Spielberg. I can't believe he said that. That's crazy.
Got him.
Goddamn.
Bars.
That's crazy.
You know that they were just absolutely cooking with that one in the stew. You know what I mean?
Probably fucking Litty Like a Titty hopping on the mic.
Oh, yeah.
T-Pain has a... You know when they did that song... Oh, I can't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, she all on me. The one with Lil Wayne.
Yeah, yeah.
He said when they made that song, he was just hammered out of his mind in the studio. Sloshed.
T-Pain.
Yeah. Put you in a mansion somewhere up in Wisconsin. Said he was fucking sauced out of his mind.
Can't believe it.
Made a slapper. That's the one where Wayne's like, It's crazy. Pop that for real, lizard. Tahid.
Damn.
That's like a Arabic name.
Mm-hmm.
One more, we have
one
five
more,
more minutes.
We can do one more.
One more.
Pull out my black card. Kentrell Golden. Kentrell Deshaun Golden. Trail.
T Grizzly. He's trying.
You guys
He's trying to fucking pull an okie doke on me. No, don't tell me that it's a crazy guess. It's not a crazy guess. You pulled the okie.
I didn't say it
pulled,
was crazy. You didn't even let me finish talking.
You pulled the okie doke on me the first time. I'm not letting you get away with it. I'm going T Grizz.
What's his name again?
Kentrell Deshaun Golden.
Schoolboy Q.
Ooh, no. He's from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Baton Rouge.
So am I wrong?
You're wrong.
Damn it.
Louisiana? Got a little fun fact for you at the end on this guy.
Ooh.
Louisiana. To me, that feels like the South.
Louisiana.
That's the kind where they're hard to understand.
Dude, I feel like we should know some rappers from Louisiana.
Is Lil Wayne
from Louisiana?
Yeah,
he's a New Orleans guy.
New Orleans.
I'm trying to think of like New Orleans. Like
we should do a New Orleans trip. They have golf there, probably.
There's a TPC course there.
Your mouth. Wayne better be there. Wheezy.
He's a brother.
Mm-hmm. Brother. He's dark skinned. Dude.
Theo Vaughn. JK.
Just naming guys from Louisiana.
From Louisiana.
Louisiana. They don't use the word county. They use the word parish.
They don't use the word county? Like
county. It wouldn't be Orange County. It would be Orange Parish.
What
They're one of the only places that does that.
You know who else does that?
So strange.
Churches.
True.
So they call it Orange Catholic Parish?
If it were Orange County.
Yeah.
Yeah, they call them parishes.
What the fuck?
Effectively the same thing, yeah. If that makes sense. Like Pontchartrain. The city is below sea level.
Graves are above ground.
Hmm?
The graves are like above ground.
Oh, really?
All the cemeteries.
Above sea level?
All the cemeteries are above all the...
Why didn't they build the whole fucking city above the water?
Well, I didn't fucking build it.
The Mississippi River and Gulf flood.
That's why the bodies are above water.
They built the fucking bayous or the levees. They didn't... Anyways. It's sinking like a couple inches a year or something like that. He's actually not from New Orleans. He's from Baton Rouge, which means red stick.
Who did you
Give
say?
Give me my red stick.
No, well, I said Lil Wayne, but...
You said Wheezy? He's from New Orleans.
Right? Can I just jump on that so we can get the next clue?
That's incorrect.
Oh, that's caught.
Kentrell Deshaun Golden. His most popular song. I feel like it blows the load too quick with the popular song.
No, I love the popular song. It's the only way we guess it.
His number one solo song where he's not featured with anyone is called Make No Sense. Which is a humdinger, if you ask me.
Damn, I'm looking at you, Rob, on this one, dude.
Make No Sense?
Make No Sense.
If you play a clip of it, is it...
I will after you ask your next one. Fun fact, he is 25 years old and has 12 kids.
God damn.
This guy's...
Is this Nick Cannon?
Dude doesn't pull
this
out.
I was about to say, this guy's...
Pull out game on zero.
This guy's never seen a condom, never pulled out in his life.
You think after 11, you're like...
All right.
11.
You're like, all right, no, this time...
Maybe I shouldn't nut in this girl.
This time... What if he's... What? I don't know. He probably has some weird philosophy like, no, I can't pull out. Like, that's weird.
He would be the kind of guy to do that, honestly.
Fuck.
It'll make sense. Make no sense. I'll play the... So now I'll play
Please
a little
play
bit
it.
And let you guys have a guess.
Make no sense.
12 kids.
Ah, oh, man. You know it's just like some not... He's... This artist I know is not that popular, I feel like.
Oh, he probably... I'm pretty sure I've heard this song before.
I'm sure you've heard it. I'm trying to think if he says his name. You know, rappers always say their fucking name. I'm trying to think if he says his name in the song.
Gucci.
WZA.
Gucci. It's Gucci, man.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know this guy.
Banger song.
Yeah,
banger
that song. Oh, wait. Do I know
Menno
this guy?
It's
He says his name
in
the chorus.
It's not Playboi Carti.
If Playboi Carti was from Louisiana, I could see that.
It's,
I got
Kodak
12
Black.
Kids and I don't pull a lot.
Kodak Black.
He's from Florida.
Fuck.
AM boy.
Young boy.
Yeah.
Young boy?
It's NBA Young Boy.
NBA Young Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Only because James basically fucking said it.
So hard for me not to autistic say that part. But he did this song with Juice WRLD that was really popular, Bandit.
Oh, I love that song.
Bandit, yeah, that's a good song.
But that, yeah, that would point towards Juice WRLD. Made no sense. 12 fucking kids. Kentrell Deshaun Golden.
And he's
crazy.
He's how old?
25. 12 kids.
Jesus. How many different baby mamas is that?
One. Just kidding.
There's no fucking way.
Same woman.
Surprisingly.
They got married before they had any kids.
His real name was Claire.
Dude, imagine being like that guy's parents. Like, he's like, I got another one. They're like,
probably not even surprised anymore.
That's how Nick Cannon's family feels.
Well, at least Nick Cannon had wives. Like, this guy ain't wife up any of these girls, probably.
He's married to one. I just, you know, I don't.
They got no kids together.
Yeah, he's interesting in interviews. He's very, like, not autistic, but
NBA young boy.
Yeah, he's kind of a funny guy. Hmm. Weird personality.
Ain't going outside day.
That's him too.
Good song.
I like made no sense. That's a slapper.
Buddha bless this beat. Lot lizard on the beat. You gonna change your tag?
Lot lizard.
Let's wrap it. Yep.
If you guys enjoyed this episode,
not like NBA Youngboy wrapped it.
Hey. If you guys,
hey yo!
If you guys enjoyed this episode with these three lot lizards, go ahead and like the podcast. James is swinging his thing over there.
He's bricked up.
He's bricked up. He's trying to show off his lot lizard skills. It's Blake Ross,
your boy Rob,
and Goose.
See you next week.
Peace.
Lizard.